Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Time now from the most powerful voice in business. It's time for the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. This week with Rich Studley, the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber. Rich, welcome back.
Hi, Steve.
I see the part-time legislature is not going to be up for discussion come November.
That's correct. That petition drive to drastically alter the state constitution failed due to a lack of signatures to qualify for the ballot. Our view at the Michigan Chamber is that is good news for employees and employers across the state. As conservative author, conservative thinker, and Michigander Russell Kirk said many years ago, men cannot improve society by burning it down. And that angry, poorly drafted proposal was really an anti-government effort to burn down the legislative branch, to burn down the people's branch of state government. It would have severely damaged our system of constitutional checks and balances that protect liberty and freedom. So I think whether you're a Democrat or Republican or an independent, certainly the legislature is far from perfect. But there are better ways to go about improving the efficiency and effectiveness of state government. At the Michigan Chamber, we're in favor of limited government, but we're not anti-government. Limited government means efficient and fair and effective government.
Now, as you look down the road here, obviously a big election in November, but we've also got the summer recess coming up for the state legislature. Anything you see on the horizon they want to get out of the way that you either agree with or disagree with between now and then?
Lawmakers will be coming back from spring break. I think the primary focus of the State House and the Michigan Senate will be to work with the administration to finish work on the state budget for next year. State runs on an October 1st. Fiscal year, so it's important to get that budget in place. But frankly, our guess is that soon after the budget is completed, because it is an election year and a lot of important legislative accomplishments have been achieved, the House and Senate will probably take a long summer break, focusing on the August primary and the November general election. And I've seen a sign that says no one's life, liberty, or property is safe when the legislature's in session. So a long summer break for lawmakers is probably a good thing for taxpayers.
All right. They can take some time off. Rich Studley, the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber. Rich, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Quick break. We'll be right back.